أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ويقول الذين كفروا لولا أنزل عليه آية من ربه إنما أنت منذر ولكل قوم هاد. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us the situation of the kuffar and the mushrikeen, the disbelievers who refused to accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final Nabi of Allah and who refused to embrace the religion of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how Allah gives them respite despite them demanding that the punishment should afflict them and mockingly asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to supplicate to Allah to bring about the adab and the punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of His rahmah and His mercy, His forgiveness, despite the wrongdoing of insan and the wrongdoing of mankind, but also reminded us of His ability and His power to punish and to take people to task and to take them to account for the deeds. Allah goes on to say in ayah number 7 of Surah Ar-Ra'd, another common objection that the mushrikeen would make was that يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Allah says, those who committed kufr, they say, they object, they ask, لَوْلَا أُنزِرَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي. Why has a miracle not been sent down to him from his Rabb? Why does he not display any miracles? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did display many miracles. The hadith make mention of it. The Quran makes mention of some of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But perhaps the miracles that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had performed were not as frequent and as common as the miracles that were performed by other anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. So they would ask that why can't this Nabi perform miracles? If he claims to be a Nabi, why has a miracle not been sent to him from his Rabb? So we must understand that the greatest miracle that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had performed was to transform a nation without a miracle. What greater miracle is there than that? To transform an entire community, an entire nation, to transform them without a miracle, that alone is a miracle. It's easy to transform people and change people and impress people and influence people when you show them a miracle. When they see a miracle, then they are easily convinced. But to convince a people without a miracle, that is truly a miracle. And the Quran ulama have unanimously agreed that the revelation of the Quran was the greatest miracle that was bestowed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say to them, O Muhammad, innama anta mundir. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather informs the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you are only a warner. You are a warner. That is your duty. Your duty and responsibility is not a magician. You are not sent in this world simply to perform miracles and perform these extraordinary type of acts to impress people and influence them. You have only been sent as a warner. That is your primary role. That is your primary mission. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes you to perform miracles, it will happen with His command and by His will, not by your wish. وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for every nation and for every community, Allah has sent a guide. So just as the previous nations and the previous communities were sent guides who had guided them towards the straight path, you are the guide that has been sent to your people. May Allah grant us the understanding.